Hey, peeps, just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities. Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beetles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. And one last thing before we get into this, please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the family. All right, so now that that's out of the way, let's get into this. What is going on, crypto family? So the community has been asking me what is going on with Donald J. Trump's tweet. Well, I guess here I'll just kind of give you my non-expert opinion, right or wrong. You know, there's possibly many or a few, who knows, on his advisory board, cabinet, Congress, Senate, etc., that may have made their money from banks or the old guard, so to speak, right? And maybe he doesn't really want to rock the boat so much, so to speak. There again, too, presidents that spoke out against the Fed usually died or were shot. Maybe Trump's in self-preservation mode. Who knows? Maybe he just doesn't understand Bitcoin, or maybe he does, and he really wants to ensure the dollar stays strong, as it collapsing could mean the end of the world as we know it, for better or for worse. We know that all fiat currencies have died in the past. The dollar has had an awesome run, but something will eventually replace it. I mean, if you look back at like Solomon, he says, "What has been will be again. What has been done will be done again. There is nothing new under the sun." So we all know that the days of the dollar are numbered, but will it be Bitcoin or Libra that replace it? That's what they're trying to prevent. Governments and banks are scared of losing their fiat power. It's how they maintain dominance with us and their people abroad. You saw the Treasury Secretary, Mnuchin, right, do a live press conference on the dangers of Bitcoin and Libra. Who would have thought that day would have ever come so soon, right? But what was great about this is it gave us more exposure. It gave people more exposure to like Bitcoin and crypto in general. And Mnuchin basically said it's fine to use, just don't do nefarious things with it. So that's not too bad, right? What we do see is that Facebook has now elevated this fight for currency dominance. And we're all along for the ride. Tons of regulation and clarity is going to come from this fight. What unfolds will definitely go down in the history books. They are fighting the demise of the dollar from governments and partners abroad. And now from the biggest tech companies in the world. They're scared. I don't know if you saw, but in the same press conference towards the end, a reporter asked Treasury Secretary Mnuchin about the debt ceiling. And he said he would raise the debt ceiling without missing a beat, without blinking an eye. With Bitcoin, there is no debt ceiling. There is no current printing press. It requires accountability, immutability, and transparency. Everything the current financial system is opposed to, and for good reason. If people really knew what they did with their money, we may take a stand against it. They're scared of things like Bitcoin, what it means to their current financial system. And they're scrambling to contain the situation and create their own Fedcoin, or whatever they're going to call it, type cryptocurrency. These are exciting and very terrifying times, because what comes from this, in the end, make no mistake about it, is going to be the next global currency. It may take a year, it may take 10 years, but peeps, we're all validated today that our love of crypto goes far beyond speculation and back to the real Satoshi's vision, a peer-to-peer cash system. It's coming, people, but will it be just another government-controlled currency, a corporate-controlled currency, or a decentralized crypto peer-to-peer cash system? We're going to have to wait and see. This will all take time to unfold. It started. We're a ways from finality and confirmation on what it's going to end up being, but it's coming. We'll see lots of ups and downs in crypto. We'll see things that we never saw coming. It's going to be a wild ride, and I'm honored to be on it and alive with you during this incredible time. Crypto is here, peeps. It's now on the main stage. We have their attention, finally.
Just a friendly reminder, Crypto Beetle shows are never financial advice, recommendations, or trading strategies. The views expressed here are solely that of Robert Beetles and his guests. Robert Beetles is the co-founder of the Monarch Wallet, host of TradingView Sessions, Crypto Beetles on YouTube, and on several entities. Robert's opinions here do not reflect that of those entities.
Some information shared here may not actually be factual. These shows are for information and entertainment purposes only. Never invest a single Satoshi or penny in anything without first seeking the counsel and advice of a professional financial advisor. Robert Beatles is not a financial expert or advisor. Investing in anything is super dangerous. You can lose all of your money, so always trade at your own risk. Please help us grow the family. Give us a comment and review on the Apple or Google Play Store. It's super quick and easy. Just scroll down, click the little stars, comment, and just help us grow the fam. All right. Love you. God bless you. Catch you on the next one.